Hi guys, welcome to another episode of the Impact Chasing Podcast. I am your host, Fran, and I thank you guys so much for tuning in with me today. So, I have a very important topic that I want to talk about today that I think affects all of us, right? In life, there's just so much going on, and a lot of times we experience a love drought. I know you're saying, okay, friend, what are you talking about? The weather's nice. But did you know that just like people experience financial droughts, and just like Arizona could be like in a drought because it's so hot, so sunny, you know, you can also experience what I'm calling a love drought. Actually, Beyonce talked about a love drought first. And in the song, she was just talking about how her and this man could end the love drought. But 9 times out of 10, she knew he was lying, blah, blah, blah. So it appeared as though, hey, I already know you're lying, so there's no sense in me even talking to you about it, because if we really wanted to focus on this love and do what's right, we could end this love drought. But I kind of have a different perspective about some things concerning a love drought. So, I think that the key to ending a love drought is to love yourself properly first. Once I started looking within myself for validation, affirmation, acceptance, my life changed, because all of the things that I used to pour out into other people, I made sure that I poured into myself first. So when you have an abundance of self-love, it will be difficult for anyone to mistreat you, to mishandle you, to really to misuse you. They don't get that opportunity anymore. You know why? Because you see you differently. When you see you differently and you see you the right way, you won't see others wrong. If that makes sense. Until you see you right, you won't see anyone else right. So what does that take? Excuse me. That takes you really having some difficult conversations with yourself. You have to be extremely honest, transparent, but most importantly, be willing to forgive yourself, right? I had a conversation with a friend on yesterday, and I was talking to her about grace and extending herself the grace that she extends to everyone else. How can you practice something and yet you not, and you give it to everybody else, but you refuse to give it to yourself? That sounds kind of backwards to me. At this point in our lives, we should be practicing self-compassion and grace for ourselves first before you're able to show anybody else that, right? I know in the Bible says, you know, love your neighbor as you love yourself. But how, the problem, I think, as to why it's like so much chaos in the world, I don't have all the answers. Trust me. But I was thinking about this and I said, you know, the reason why there is so much chaos in the world is we're supposed to love our neighbors as we love ourselves, right? So that means everybody in the world has a neighbor, more than likely. If you are loving yourself right, your neighbor's going to feel that love and they're going to do the same, hopefully, right? So I think that the issue is a lot of people don't necessarily love themselves the proper way that they need to, you know, and they don't have the necessary conversations that they need to have with themselves, right? If you're unable to have the proper conversation with yourself, it's going to be virtually, physically, emotionally impossible for you to have the right conversation with other people, especially when it comes to love. You cannot be in a love drought with yourself. You have to love yourself abundantly, even when you know you don't deserve it. You know, I look at myself in the mirror sometimes, like when I make a mistake or something goes wrong, and I'm like beating myself up, like, Frankita, you know better. Like, this is not okay. Like, you got gifts, you got talents. You don't want to make God mad or whatever, you know. And I have to extend myself grace and forgive myself immediately. And when I make a mistake, I just say, yay, mistakes. And the reason why I say that is because it helps you get over things a tad bit quicker so that you don't sit in that. I got this thing where I only give myself 15 minutes to experience whatever it is I'm going through, right? So if I want to cry and act a fool or whatever, I will get it all out. But in 15 minutes when that timer goes off, that's it. We're wiping our face. We're going to the mirror to affirm ourselves, to love on me properly, because I refuse to experience another love drought. Because when I look back on the drought that I once had with myself, when I wasn't loving myself properly, I wasn't receiving love properly either. I was allowing a lot of BS from people that I supposedly love. And it got to the point where I loved other people, or I put other people's feelings before I put myself. And when you do that, you give people the opportunity to take advantage of who you are. So, for example, when you really don't tell people how you feel, you train them not to care about your feelings. When you don't tell people how you feel, you train them not to care about your feelings. So I went through this phase, and maybe you all can relate, maybe you can't. I went through this phase where I didn't necessarily... As I was saying, I went through this phase where I accepted a bunch of bull simply because I didn't love myself properly. I didn't see myself properly, and I suppressed a lot of things that I felt, and I didn't have difficult conversations because I was afraid of the type of response that I was going to get from that person or those people. And it caused me to become resentful. It caused me to see me differently. And then it caused me to have like moments of rage because I was holding so much in. And so imagine you telling someone that you love, well, they're telling you everything that you're doing wrong or what they feel, and you don't speak on it. And then there comes a point where you're like, golly, every day is something. And I haven't said anything to you about all these things that I'm feeling. You'll feel attacked. But that is not their fault. That's your fault, because you didn't speak up for yourself. So if you want to train people on how to treat you, say what you need to say. Learn how to have those difficult conversations. Teach people how to love you. When you know how to love you properly, you show people and you teach people how to love you. You know, when it comes to communication, it will be difficult to have good communication with other people if you have difficult communication with yourself. Okay? Now, have you had the opportunity to have a difficult conversation with yourself? Have you gone to the mirror, call out yourself and say, hey, self, we are not consistent when it comes to taking care of our physical, mental, emotional health, right? State, hey, you constantly doing this. Okay, I'll talk about me. So there was a point in my life where I used to stuff my face instead of facing my stuff. When I would get emotionally overwhelmed and things of that nature, I did not take care of me properly. I ran to food, and now I go to the best steakhouse, and now I have me a big steak, mashed potatoes, asparagus, Brussels sprouts, liquor, you name it. And I would just have a grand old time and just eat that food and go home or and go to sleep, because I didn't want to have that difficult conversation with myself. And then as I reflected upon that, I realized that I ran to food to make me feel more comfortable because I didn't have enough safe spaces. I had questionable safe spaces, right? You know, sometimes you can have friends and family that you think is a safe space for you, but then you realize that certain things that you've said to them in confidence has gotten out, and you're like, you know what? I thought I could trust you, but you can't. And so I ran to something else, like food, to help me get through like difficult times. And that was not okay. It wasn't okay because it affected my health, it affected my mental, and it affected how I saw myself, which did not cause my self-love to increase. I started not to like the way I was looking. You know what I'm saying? And so that's not okay when I know that I was made in God's image, when I know God broke the mold when he made me, like when I know that I'm beautiful inside and out. We have to do a better job of taking care of ourselves. You cannot pour from an empty glass, right? There is something that Yelena Van Zandt said maybe a few years ago, and it really, really, really stuck with me. She talked about being self-full and not selfless. So, or selfish. You know how people say, oh, she's so selfless. She always comes to the rescue, blah, blah, blah. He's always there. He's so selfless. See, when you're selfless, people know that you're not going to tell them no. And no is a complete sentence. So I had to start operating full of myself, not in a cocky, arrogant, condescending manner at all. When I say full of self, meaning like making sure my cup is full before I attempt to pour into someone else's. I started setting boundaries and telling people, hey, I don't have the emotional capacity to have this conversation. Hey, I'll be unable to make that, but I wish you well. Hey, I can't have that conversation because this sounds like something that a therapist needs to discuss with you. I don't think I'm equipped for it. Once I started doing that, let me tell you, life changed for me. My love drought came to an end because I wasn't overexerting myself into other people, into other things, you know, because burnout is a real thing. Even when it comes to your job, your work, you have to have balance. You have to try to be as balanced as you possibly can. You know, for a person that has like a lot of gifts and talents, sometimes it's I used to really, really struggle with figuring out, okay, what do I do? Excuse me. I know I'm a speaker. I know that I'm good at motivating people. I know that I write well. I do poetry. I also teach well. You know, so many different things. And so I had to really sit down and figure out, okay, what's my purpose? How can I go about getting my purpose out? Because remember, our number one goal in life should be to die empty. When you leave this earth, when I leave this earth, I want people to say, that girl she woke up every day and did purpose. That's what it's about. But you have to put the love drought to an end and practice self-love. Here's a few things you can do. You know, you can go to the mirror and hug yourself. You got to unlearn and relearn some things, right? So if you had some bad, for example, for me with the food thing, instead of me running to food, I would just do voice memos and record myself and get my feelings out. If I couldn't get an appointment with my therapist, you know, I just ran and I just got it out. Open my phone, boom, press record. This is how I'm feeling. I went to the mirror and affirmed myself consistently, telling I choose compassion, I choose joy, I choose to love myself fully. I am worthy of love. I am worthy. Whatever it is that you feel that you're worthy of, speak that over you, because your aura will exude where you are and how you feel about yourself, right? Hug on yourself. A lot of us have to reparent ourselves because certain things we went through as children still affects us, and it causes the love drought. The love drought didn't just begin in your adult life. The love drought started when you were a child. You stopped loving yourself as a child because of what was going on around you. So you have to really, really get in there and get that stuff done and have those courageous conversations. Just because you have to have a hard conversation, it doesn't mean it has to be a hard conversation. All right. So if you truly loved yourself and you truly love yourself, what do you plan on doing moving forward to ensure that there is never a love drought in your life? How can you help others who may be experiencing a love drought? Because remember, at the end of the day, we all are going through something. And it's not about the load. It's about how you carry the load. But trust me, you are equipped to do great things. Look within. Look to God, who is the source of your strength. And know that you can do all things. You can do difficult things. You can have difficult conversations. And you can become the person that you need to become to do the things that you want to do. Because people that do things become the person that can do things. Become that person. End the love drought. May you continue to thrive in abundance. And most importantly, whatever you do, make sure that you are chasing impact and you hunt it down, baby. Be the light and let the world adjust. Thank y'all so much for tuning in. I hope you all enjoyed this episode. Share, tell a friend to tell a friend, and make sure you are impact chasing. Peace out.